from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We know the preseason game tomorrow against the Lions for Kansas City, and we also know that the injury of Hollywood Brown is still up in the air in terms of how many games he could end up missing, but you think this is a blessing in disguise?
I think it can be. I think there's a limit of the number of games before I would say that it's not, but there's two ways in which this can really benefit the team in the long run. And I know that we're worried about this year and the three-peat and a million other things, but franchises are playing these things out in the long haul, and there's both a long-term single-season effect and a long-term franchise effect from this injury. One, from the short-term franchise effect, you're going to find out how close Xavier Worthy is right away. Those additional snaps in the early part of the season is what you got to learn about, like FAU last year or those things. Last year, Rashee Rice didn't get on the field because people were hurt. He didn't get on the field because they were trying out all the guys they had already decided were ahead of him on the depth chart. And had an injury happen and Rashee Rice been forced to action, you'd have found out a lot sooner that that was the guy you have to throw to for a majority of the year. So I think there's an immediate chance that if Hollywood Brown misses, I'm going to say, let's call it a month for the sake of the argument, because I think that's kind of the sweet spot. If he misses a month, then you get 4 weeks of actual snaps for Xavier Worthy to find out exactly where he is and how much you can trust him going forward the rest of the season. But also, if Hollywood Brown can't get on the field, the whole contract year things undefeated starts to get washed away. If you can only play a certain number of games and can't stay on the field healthy again, well, then he might be right back with you on a one-year deal next year trying to get himself paid. There is a chance in which Hollywood, you get to keep Hollywood a second year on low dollar amount, like low-ish dollar amount. He obviously got paid a decent amount of money. And Xavier Worthy also gets the experience you might like him to have long before December or January.
I think I buy the Worthy angle more than I buy the, oh, now they might have a better chance at keeping him next year. Because if that happens, that means he's missing way more than four games. I'm with you on, hey, Worthy could get more of an opportunity, even though I still think week one, Justin Watson snaps is the individual who will have the biggest benefit of that.
I think they'll look at Worthy more. You know?
Yeah, they'll probably want to do that, especially once we know who ultimately makes the wide receiver room. But I think Mecole Hardman and Justin Watson, just because of trust and knowing where to be, for sure, week one, I still think those are the guys that'll get the bigger increase. Worthy was always going to play week one and was always going to be a factor in some regard, but maybe it increases a little bit. The contract part, I don't know if I can get there with you on the contract part, just because for it to really impact him being in Kansas City another year to that extent where it's like, oh, I can't get anything better anywhere else, I think he would have to miss 7-8 plus games. And that would be a terrible thing for the three-peat if that meant the back end of the season or if that meant the playoffs or something.
It would only mean a terrible thing for the three-peat is if they let those 7 or 8 games turn into a lot of losses. If not, it'd have no impact because you would get Xavier Worthy up to speed long before the postseason and then get to roll Hollywood Brown right back in. Like, it could hurt them. It hurts them if it damages their playoff standing so terribly that they can't recover from it for the final eight games, I have a hard time thinking that that would be the case under any circumstances for the Chiefs. And in that situation, again, that situation, you get a lot of Xavier Worthy. The interesting part about, you're right about Justin Watson getting majority of the snaps, but the absence of Hollywood Brown leaves a vacuum in the deep passing game. As it sits right now, they can run Hollywood Brown deep or Xavier Worthy deep, or sometimes both. But they actually do have two deep threats right now when both are healthy. At the moment, the only guy they're going to be sending regularly down the field 60 yards is Xavier Worthy. We know they'll use Justin Watson in that role sometimes. It's not that they never threw it to him deep. But as far as the true deep threats go, Xavier Worthy's number one by a mile at the moment. I think there's a chance you're going to really get a taste of it in these first couple of weeks. I still think Hollywood Brown's going to miss 2 or 3 weeks of the regular season, but I also still think it's way too early because those injuries heal so differently.
The perspective you're giving on Worthy's increase is where the betting markets have gone to. I don't know if you paid attention recently. I checked yesterday on FanDuel Rookie of the Year. So, of course, Caleb Williams is the favorite, and Jaden Daniels in DC has the second best odds. He's like plus 550 or so. Do you know who suddenly has some of the best odds to win Rookie of the Year once you take Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels out of the mix?
Xavier Worthy?
He's bumped all the way up to 14-1. He has the fifth best odds.
Wow.
I completely disagree with it, by the way.
That's too strong. I'm not that strong.
I think that's the nationally, people view his role increasing way more than what I ultimately think it's going to be initially for this team. So I like, if you're asking, is 14-1 good enough value to... No, I didn't like him when it was 25-1.
Who else is ahead of him?
So Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Marvin Harrison Jr., and one other player that I don't have the top of my head. So he's got...
Like Roman Dunsey or something?
No, Dunsey's odds are terrible because the thought is if he puts up big numbers, that's Caleb Williams'
sure.
number. So
yeah,
Dunsey is 40-1. He's got way worse odds because if
Marvin Harrison Jr., they're not going to give Kyler Murray Rookie of the Year.
Right, right.
So in quarterbacks, look, Puka had a great year and he still couldn't win Rookie of the Year. So it's
he
a quarterback.
1,400 yards.
It's a quarterback award. Another reason why I just don't think you should waste your money on Xavier Worthy for Rookie of the Year. Just it doesn't
this feels
make any
like,
sense.
I'll be honest. This feels like one of those, like, it's like, well, you're not getting good value. It's good value if it's the winner. We talked about this with Patrick Mahomes to win Super Bowl MVP and $1 million. I was like, well, yeah. I'm not getting good value on Mahomes to win Super Bowl MVP. I'm like, yes, you are. Because he's going to win it. That's why how I feel about Caleb Williams. I'm not betting anyone to win Rookie of the Year except Caleb damn Williams. I don't care what the value is, because the value is in the fact he's winning the award. I don't think there's somebody else winning the award. Barring an injury, that man's winning it.
No, I agree in the Rookie of the Year market, but that's also why I was surprised to see Worthy
move
up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I would never bet him to win Rookie of the Year. If you were forcing me to bet on somebody else, I'd bet on Jaden Daniels. It'd be Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. To me, those are the only two players that can win Rookie of the Year. J.J. McCarthy's done for the season.
I'm going to bet Joe Milton.
Drake May, I know last night had a good sequence. This on the Patriots. He's not putting up big enough numbers. Doesn't have enough weapons. And then further down the board, I know Drew's guy, Bo Nix. He's not winning Rookie of the Year, but no, I'll tell
he
you.
He might not even start.
No, he's not.
And I would tell you this, I would still actually put money on him before Xavier Worthy, just because quarterbacks are the only position that can win Rookie of the Year in the NFL.
And just
days.
Like anything else, it's a narrative award. He rolled in week two and all of a sudden looked like the best rookie. He'd win it easily. I just don't think that's going to be the case. We talk about, like, I understand the idea of getting value in a bet and all those things are incredibly important. When it comes to awards that I am just convinced are going, because like 90% of the time, Rookie of the Year is going to a quarterback anyway. So let's just start there.
Yeah, someone on the text line said, look what happened with Rashee Rice. He was an afterthought and then by the end of the season. So who knows? Yeah, if we're saying like production, sure. But Rookie,
he was
of, the
not
year,
rookie of the Year,
Rashee Rice was never in the conversation. Again, Puka had a historically great rookie season as a wide receiver and still couldn't win it.
Yeah.
It still went to C.J. Stroud, who had a
deservedly won
historical
it.
Year himself.
Yeah.
But quarterbacks always have a leg up. Not that I'm wishing this, but for a wide receiver to win Rookie of the Year this year, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels would both have to be out for the season.
Or really stink. Like, be worse than you would imagine.
Or okay.
The scenario, I can't even, other than injury. Like, Caleb Williams, you could say, has a bad rookie year. What's a bad rookie year, though?
20 touchdowns, 12 picks, and 3,800 yards?
Still, a wide receiver still not beating that.
I think they would if they had Puka's year. Like, it takes
Puka's
both. It takes an incredibly average quarterback year at rookie and an exceptional year. He can't finish with 950 yards and win Rookie of the Year. He's got to finish with, like, 14, 1,500.
Yeah, how many was the numbers again?
1,450 or something.
He had 1,486 and six touchdowns. Xavier Worthy would have to, theoretically, he would have to have 1,200 yards and at least 10 touchdowns.
Now, I think if it was an average year of quarterback play, at rookie, and Puka that year, Puka would have won the award. He happened to go against the quarterback who had the single best rookie season ever, but that's the thing. If the quarterback has the better season, they're still going to win it. If all things are created equal, you still lose the award.
We also think that this is, on paper, a better rookie class to begin with. So, like, last year was Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, really, if we're being honest about
Young was awful.
With that. And Young was terrible. This year, like, you can see a path where Jaden Daniels could have a really good rookie year. He's got some weapons there. We know about the weapons Caleb Williams has in Chicago. You know, Drake May, I just don't see it in his rookie season for the reasons we mentioned earlier. But there's – and Bo Nix, I'm just not sold on him to begin with. But when you look
plus
at
he doesn't
the market,
have the weapons in Denver anyways like that, yeah.
But yeah, Worthy moved way up the board, man.
Interesting.
So people saw that injury and they were like, here he comes.
He would have to have 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns in order for him to even be in the conversation.
And again, Caleb Williams, and they would all have to be average.
Yeah.
Like, just like.
And that's why, again, I don't think. Don't waste your money. Please. Please don't do that.
If you're doing it, put it on a bigger long shot. Like, get better. This is where we're talking about
a long shot quarterback.
Put it on
Bo
Nix,
Better, get better value. Like, seriously. Put it on something else. Or put it out, like, you know, every once in a while, like, if you think there's a running back out there getting ready to have an Adrian Peterson year. Like, if you're that guy, fine. Like, last year, if you were just going to say, screw it, I'm putting on Bijan. Now, you shouldn't have done that because Arthur Smith existed. But, you know, if you're going to do it, earn the long shot. Don't put it on the fifth best.
And he was a top five pick or whatever. You know, it's just that running back just doesn't exist in this year's rookie class.
No.
You know, it's just much different vibe and feeling. But anyway, Xavier Worthy could have an opportunity tomorrow in the preseason game that you're going to hear right here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports, an opportunity against the Lions.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.